Играется.
Okay, Chazara today, Gimlama Base. Chazara today, Gimlama Base. We are somewhere on 10 lines down, approximately. Now, we just left off with a kasha that we'll be trying to answer. Why not? Why don't we learn Rosh Hashanah from the Menuhin instead of Yom Kippur? And Rabbi Avoh answered, Par of Ayel Shaloi, Par of Ayel Shaloi, Lafuke Atzeres Rosh Hashanah, that it's Par, that it's Shaltziber. He said that works according to the Shita of Rabbi Yoshia, the Kach Lecha, when the Pesach says Kach Lecha, Egem and Boker, by the Menuhin means Mishal Yochim, Mishal Cha. According to Rabbi Yoshia, the Kach Lecha means Mishal Tziber. Michael, I mean, Mary, I don't know, I lost my voice a couple of days ago, I don't know. And for the Gemara, around 10, 11, 12 lines down, no, you're good, don't worry. I'm kind of like, Pligi.
He's vaccinated.
You're good, don't worry, it's good, all good. No, I'm not struggling. I'm a little hoarse, but I'm not struggling. Ad kan le pligi, Ella. Oh, that's what you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant to move closer for as a favor for me.
How vaccinated?
I'm double vaccinated, but it's fine. Whatever you prefer.
How long after the second?
3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Ad kan le pligi, Ella, bekichas da alma, vasis da alma. That this is the Gemara's Taras now. That no, even according to Machlokes Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonason, that's only by kiches the alma vasis the alma by a regular kach lecha or asay lecha. But over here, what's the example? It's kiches the alma is kach lecha samim asis the alma is asay lecha shtechatzos is kesef. Avahanach by these cases of miluim and yom kippur. Pirusha come farish. It's mefurish. It's explicit. Dimshal chahu that the carbon should be brought from Aaron's own money. B'meluim michti k'siv el bnei Yisrael tadaber leimak chusi yuzim lechatos. The other passage, the previous passage, says vayoyimir l'aron kach lecha egob ben boker lechatos lomeli, or lomeli means what's the change in loshen, right? Why the kach lecha? The previous one was k'chus tel bnei Yisrael k'chu, and now here's a kach lecha. Shema mino kach lecha mishal chahu. That's often, so it's considered often. And we have Mekipurim also. Michti, ksiv, bezoysi, ovi, aron, la kodesh, baparab, mekar, lachatos. We go in there. The pasuk later is a few pasuk later. Amazat, that's bnei Yisrael, yikach, shnesi, irezim, lachatos. The hikav is bahar, chatos, asher loy. Nochamo changes. This is yovi, aron, asher loy. And the klai Yisrael is yikach, shnesi, irezim. Why did it change over there too? Shema, mino, hai, loy, misher loy, hu. So therefore, again, this Gemara's Taras is saying, even Rabbi Yonason, although he argues by general kach lecha, asay lecha, over here by the meluim and by Yom Kippur, it's kemat mefurish, that it means mishalcha, it's your personal. And therefore, above all, it says, that's why we learn up Yom Kippur from meluim and not Rosh Hashanah or Shavuos from meluim. Ravashi says a new teretz. Donen par lachatos v'ayol lo'oilo, mi par lachatos v'ayol lo'oilo, la'afuki Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres, the tarvayim oilos nenu. He gives a new teretz. Now what? Yom Kippur and Miluim have something in common. They both have the par being the chatos and the ayol being the oilo. Therefore, that's more similar, and we'll learn up Yom Kippur from Miluim, and not say that the lechaper, the kapara, is the kapara of Rosh Hashanah or Atzeres, where over there, they're both oilos, it's not one chatos, one oilo. And the final teretz for now, Ravino Omar, or along this signoin, Ravino Omar, this is really answering all the questions, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Pesach, Shavuos, Purim, Chanukah, Ravino Omar, donen avoida b'koyin gadol, mi avoida b'koyin gadol. We're going to learn about Yom Kippur is the most closest similarity to Meluim, where the avoda is specifically the Kohen Gadol. Lafuke kulu kushios and the lav avoda b'Kohen Gadol. Nenu lafuke all the other Yom Tovim, all the other kashas, where the avoda is now in the Yom Kippur specifically, but all the other avodas, there's a kapara, there's karbonis, but it's not specifically with the Kohen Gadol. Vika da Amri, there are a different version, Omer Avino. Donen avoida tchilo, me avoida tchilo. We learn up a first avoida. From a first avoida, lafuke hani de laf tchilo ninu, lafuke all the other Yom Tovim which are not tchilo. And the Gemara is going to explain, what does that mean? My tchilo, what does that mean? That the Meluim and Yom Kippur is a tchilo, the other Yom Tovim are not tchilo. Ilei, I mean, tchila be kohen gadol. It's the first melacha, it's the first avoda that had to be done by the kohen gadol, the miluim, and Yom Kippur was the first of the regular avodas that had to be done by the kohen gadol. Hanukkah ma'aseh, it's the same as the first lashon. That it's the only avoda that's the most similar. That it's the kohen gadol, the miluim, and the Yom Kippur. Ela avoda tchila b'makom, me avoda tchila b'makom. We'd rather learn up Yom Kippur, which is the first avoda that's done, the very first avoda that was done in that makom, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, was on Yom Kippur, from the Miluim, which is the very first avoda that was done in the Mishkan at the time. Therefore, that's the similarity. And we're going to learn that L'chaper is referring to Yom Kippur. The Yom Kippur needs a prish of Zayin Yomim. Kiyosar Avdimi Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan Masni Chodo, Yibishum Belevi Masni Tarti. This whole Gemara, the last blot and a half, has been based on the Limud from Miluim, that the Pasuk said, Kasher Osa B'yei Mazet, Siva Hashem Lasas L'chaper Aleichem. We made a double Lasos, was Paraduma, L'chaper was Yom Kippur. Comes along Avdimi, Avdimi said, there's really machoikis about this. Rabbi Yochanan says, Masni Chodo, Rabbi Yechon, how do you only learn one thing from the Pasuk? Although Rabbi Shimon Levi says two, Rabbi Yechon says one. Rabbi Yechon amas nichodo, las is lechaper, ilu maisi yem kippurim, it's all one thing. Las is lechaper is all the kapora of Yom Kippur. He does not have parah aduma there. Rabbi Shimon Levi, mas nitarti, he has both. Las is ilu maisi parah, lechaper ilu maisi yem kippurim. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon amas nichodo, so Rabbi Yechon only has one limud mini Yom Kippur. V'hanantanantza, how's the answer? Our Mishnah, we have a Mishnah by us, Shivas Yom Kodim Yom Kippurim, Vishimas Yom Kodim Shivas HaPora. We have two Mishnahs that both Yom Kippur and Parah Aduma need a Prish of Zayin Yomim. If you're only learning from Miluim to Yom Kippur, so how does he know Parah Aduma? And for the Gemara, Ma'ilah Ba'alma, Taka Me'ikr Hadin, you do not need a Prish of Zayin for Sreifas Parah. It's a Ma'ilah Ba'alma, like we saw a blot on Dav Beis, and Aleph, since there's Kulas that are found by Parah Aduma, Chazal purposely were Machmer in places, today that we're not mizalzel in it, and this is one of the chumras that they made that you have to have pisha zayin. Fetik Gemara, does Rabbi Yechon really hold you can only learn up to Yom Kippur? V'omer min yomi bar chilki omer mechaser bar idom Rabbi Yechonon kasher osa b'yei mazet siva shem lasos lechaper aleichem lasos elu maiseporo lechaper elu maisem kippurim. L'chor Rabbi Yechon himself said clearly like a Bishut ben Levi that we learn two from Miluim and for the both Sreif Aspora and Yom Kippur, and for the Gemara Huda Rabbi that limud was from his Rebbe, this that he said over both Sreif Aschkoich, Sreif Aspora and Yom Kippur, that was not Rabbi Yechon's own member, that was his Rebbe's member. The Chiyos Rabban Omer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Lasses Eilu Maisaporo Lachaper Eilu Maisim Kippurim. So in Echanami, Bishem of his Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, that's when he learned both Limudim, both Yom Kippur and Sreif Aspora need Prisha Zayin like Rabbi Shmuel and Levi. Rabbi Yechon and Atzmai held only Yom Kippur Meikadin and Parah was just a Maila Ba'alma. We are like 8 lines in the bottom and Gimel on the base in Chazara. Where are you learning it out from? Yeah, if so, why don't you say it's a complete limud? Imam miluim, just like miluim, kol hakosu ben ma'akiv bohen. Everything that's written as part of the avod is ma'akiv. If you don't do it exactly as prescribed in the Torah, you're not yoitz, it's ma'akiv. So if you're learning the precious Zion of Yom Kippur from miluim, say over here too, av hochanami kol hakosu ben ma'akiv bohen. And the precious Zion, yomim shi ma'akiv in the avod of Yom Kippur, and we know it's not. V'chiteim hochanami, maybe taki is ma'akiv. How do we know it's not ma'akiv? Well, our Mishnah says, besides from being mafresh to Kohen Gadol, we also prepare a second Kohen. That second Kohen is not mafresh mi beizoy. Right, we just prepare him. We teach him the laws, teach him the halachas, whatever it is. We're not mafresh him. What do you mean? What happens if the first Kohen Gadol becomes posel? The second Kohen Gadol is going to do avoida. The second Kohen Gadol wasn't mafresh Zayin Yomim. Obviously, it's not ma'akiv. V'chitim, and if you want to say, my maskinim mafreshim, maskinim means mafreshim. No. Then listen to you, oye idi vidi maskinim, oye idi vidi mafreshim. Then don't change lashonis. When it comes to Kohen Gadol 1, you say lashonim mafreshim. When it comes to Kohen Gadol 2, you say lashonim maskinim. That doesn't pass. So lechayra, it's not ma'akiv, and if the mekara is from miluim, it should be ma'akiv. Oh, my lady, Rabbi Yechon answered back to Reish Lakish, Ela Mar Mehichya Alvla. Okay, fine. You don't like my Makar. What's your Makar? Where do you want to learn Hafrosh, Precious Zion, Bayim Kippur, and Shreifas Para from? So the Gemara, Omar Le Mis Sinai, he has a new Makar, a Makar from Sinai. Dechsev, we'll speak about this more in today's Omar. Dechsev, Vayishkoin Kvoid Hashem al Harsinai, Vayichasei Ba'onam. The Kvoid Hashem rested on Harsinai, Vayichasei Ha'onam, and covered over him, referred to covered over Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheshesham for 6 days. Vayikra Moshe B'yayim Eshvi, and only on day 7 did Moshe Rabbeinu then enter, like Lefnai V'Lefnim the Shechina. Michdi, Ksiv Vayikra Moshe B'yayim Eshvi. My sheshes yomim. Why does it have to say it covered 6 days? Of course, it says we call Moshe the seventh day. Zebonav shekol nichnas l'machan neshchina to preacher shisha. Anytime you're nichnas l'machan neshchina to the shchina to the highest level shchina, you need a preacher of 6 days. Therefore, the kohen gadol before he goes into the avod of Yom Kippur, he needs a preacher of 6 days. But the more of an shivatan, our mission says 7, not just 6. The chayr of this is Yom Kippur, it should be just 6. And for the Gemara, Masnisa Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, the Chayish l'Tumas Bezoi, he was Chayish for Tumas Bezoi, he was Chayish that, oh, maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to live with his wife is going to be Poyrus Nida, and it comes out he was a Boyol Nida. If he's a Boyol Nida, the halach is he has a Tumas Zion like a Nida, and that was the extra Chumra. Once he had a priest of 6 days anyway, because the Limit from Sinai, Sir Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera is more machmer and says 7 days also. But in the Chanami, the Limit was from Sinai of Shisha Zamim. We added on one extra day because Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera is Cheshash, and that's where Zok Reish Lakish, that's where I learned the Makar from. Again, so we have Rabbi Yochanan who learns up Precious Zion on Yom Kippur from Miluim. The preacher Zayah Sreif Aspara is either a Maila Ba'am according to Rabbi Yochanan or also learned up from Miluim according to Bishul ben Levi. Reish Lakish learns up from Sinai that on Yom Kippur you have a preacher Zayah. Didn't speak it out yet. Ad Kan Chazara.